Dr. Sasha, welcome. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm really well. Alex, how are you?
I'm well. I'm keeping safe. I'm socially distancing.
Excellent.
That's I'm
Good.
washing my hands, wearing a mask, all those good
You still
things.
remember what social distancing is, so that's very good. And you still remember to wash your hands.
Correct. I carry a hula hoop around with me now. But no.
A really big one.
Yeah. Well, okay, so we'll talk about gyms. So do you think it's safe for gyms to be reopening? I know the NRL has come back, but I mean, everyone touching all that equipment and sweat and everything?
Yeah, so I do. I mean, personally, I'm excited. I love going to the gym because I need someone to yell at me to tell me what to do, as long as they're not, yelling coronavirus at me. So yeah, I do think so, and I think that obviously the gyms would have had to put forward to the government the ways that they will, make sure that the equipment is sanitized very regularly, and they'll have reduced numbers of class sizes and things like that. So I'm quite confident that I mean, look, let's face it, the risk in the community is low at the moment. We've done an amazing job. We're in such a lucky position that the risk from going to the gym, I imagine, would be low, but there's still things that we can do to make sure that, we keep ourselves safe.
And so, perfect segue into the next question. If you are planning on going back to, let's start with not classes, let's start with one of the gyms where everyone's got the equipment and you just kind of
Yes.
go around and no one's yelling at you. What can you do to keep yourself safe in that environment?
Yes. So, I mean, pre-COVID, gyms were supplying some, sort of sprays that you could spray and wipe the equipment down. And you were supposed to do that after you'd used the equipment as well as, using it before. But I think we can't assume that people will clean the cross trainer before we use it. So, I would take some alcohol wipes of my own. So I bought some the other day because I was anticipating gyms opening. So if you can find alcohol-based wipes, they would be perfect. Or I'm sure the gyms will be supplying some antiseptic spray and some wipes. And so make sure you wipe down everything before you use it. It might seem a bit over the top, but I think at the moment we just can't be too careful about that kind of thing.
Well, speaking of too careful, if I do get a gym membership and go, and say I'm doing free weights or whatever, should I be wearing latex gloves?
Oh no. So I don't think that's necessary. What is really good is washing your hands. I mean, we say it so often, but it's because the virus, coronavirus, has a fatty layer on the outside. And so essentially regular soap and water will cause that to cause the virus to fall apart. So washing your hands, or if you're in the gym and you're doing your weights, regularly use your alcohol-based hand rub. And yeah, so I don't think gloves are necessary. Try not to touch your face too much. We say that all the time as well, but it's really hard not to
Yeah,
do,
as
but
you said that, I was actually
yeah.
touching my face, so thank you. I've got my hands behind my
What's
back
your
now.
work?
I know, it's terrible. It's so bad. Well, looking at classes, right? I mean, classes are such a big thing. You've got pump classes and
Love
the
classes.
les classes, whatever they are.
Barre.
Yeah, sure. I mean, ScoMo knows lots about that. But so how do you kind of keep yourself safe in those environments?
Right. So I think that the gyms will have a limit on classes, on class sizes, and they will have to be quite strict about that. Because previously, they did note down who went, but it was like, okay, there's 100 people squeezed into that small room, that's fine. But that's not the case anymore. So we're going to have to be really quite strict about how many people, and make sure that you have your hula hoop of 1.5 meters around you when you're in the class. And again, like, if you're doing a pump class, if you're doing a class where you will touch common equipment, just take your alcohol-based wipes and wipe everything down beforehand, and wash your hands as often as you can with your alcohol-based rub.
Put your bag in the locker, bring your towel, your bottle of water, and your wipes and your sanitizer.
Exactly. So exactly, don't bring too much stuff because you know, that's extra ways that the virus can then come back home with you. And when you get back home, throw everything in the wash, think about leaving your shoes at the front door, and that's kind of minimizing the ways that we know that the virus can come into our homes.
I didn't even think about that. See, this is why we get you on. Sasha, thank you so much. We'll let you get back to your day.